Hello, Shellpoint. I'm Garth Crundwell, Director of Spiritual Services. Solomon concluded the book of Ecclesiastes using poetic language to describe the aging process, and he exhorts the reader to remember also your Creator in the days of your youth, before the evil days come and the years draw near, of which you will say, I have no pleasure in them. Notice, he describes the aging process as the evil days, and the years draw near, of which you will say, I have no pleasure in them. He presents a bleak outlook for the elderly. As you read Ecclesiastes 12, you will see his descriptive language describing the journey of aging. But understand this, his purpose is to shock the young into giving serious consideration to how they live their lives, and especially in relation to God. Someone once said, aging is not for wimps. I would agree. Aging well requires a great deal of fortitude and courage. The greatest challenge for many, and perhaps the greatest fear, is that of memory loss and the fear of dementia. Have you ever wondered what it'd be like, what the world of dementia sufferers is like? I had the opportunity to experience a virtual dementia tour recently. I was given some plastic inserts to put inside my shoes. The inserts were prickly and they dug into your feet as you moved about or even if you just stood in place. Then mismatched gloves were placed on my hands with the larger glove on my dominant hand. Next, a bag was placed over my shoulder. I felt encumbered by the bag. Then a pair of dark glasses were placed on my eyes, which distorted my vision. Finally, a set of earphones were placed on my ears and a portable CD player placed in the bag. The CD was turned on and I could barely hear myself think, let alone hear the instructions that were being given to me. My whole world was distorted and I felt disoriented. I was taken into a dark room and then had to try to make sense of the environment and the instructions that I had been given. To be quite honest, I felt both helpless and frustrated. Nothing made sense, and my world suddenly shrank. My vision was distorted, my hearing was muted, my understanding was confused. I only experienced that world and those feelings for a few moments, but it gave me a greater appreciation for and understanding of what our dementia sufferers experience. No wonder they pace and appear anxious and sometimes angry. No wonder they wander and sometimes get lost. No wonder they repeatedly ask the same questions. No wonder they just want to stay in bed. They feel lost, overwhelmed, confused, and afraid. This tour also gave me a greater appreciation for the caregivers who provide loving care to their spouse or sibling or even to their child. My father was the primary caregiver to my mother. She had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's somewhere around 2018 or 2019. He had made a vow when they were first married that he would love, honor, and care for her in sickness and in health until death separated them. That was his commitment. She also suffered from Charcot-Marie-Tooth syndrome or disease. CMT left her with muscle weakness and atrophy, and the loss of sensation in the lower legs and feet, as well as in her arms and hands. The combination of the progressing Alzheimer's along with the progressing CMT took a toll on my father. He covered up for her for a few years. We children knew that something wasn't right, but he would deny it and make up excuses. He absolutely refused to move them into an assisted living facility. They would remain independent, and he was committed to caring for her. He suffered two heart attacks as a result, trying to provide the promised care for his beloved wife. I will never forget the fear and confusion that you would see in her eyes and hear in her voice and in her many questions. I will never forget the unsteady and uncertain gait with which she walked, even utilizing a walker. As her Alzheimer's progressed, she couldn't understand that she didn't have the strength to make meals, do the laundry, get the mail, or go for grocery shopping. I'll never forget the frustration that I experienced in trying to have a reasonable conversation with her. I will never forget the frustration I had with my father, trying to understand what seemed to be his reckless commitment to my mother. Dementia sufferers and those with other neurological diseases are among us, and we love them. They're not only in Connected Living and in the Larson, they're in our independent living and assisted living facilities. Their lives matter, and they deserve to be valued and treated with dignity and honor. When you're with a memory impaired person, be gentle, be kind, be patient. Don't argue with them, don't become angry with them. Go with their conversation wherever it takes you. It may take you to some surprising places. If they become agitated, redirect them gently. Don't surprise them or sneak up on them. Approach them from the front so they can see you coming. Speak slowly and clearly. Their caregivers fight valiantly to maintain their dignity and independence of their loved one, often to their own detriment. These caregivers are to be honored and respected. They too, like my father, made vows to love, honor, and care for their spouses or their parents or siblings. They need our constant support and prayers. The level of care that they have committed themselves to is amazing, but they also need to be encouraged to explore other avenues for providing care for their loved ones. There does come a point in time when it's okay to recognize that I can go no further in my level of care. When you reach out to the caregivers to offer a hand, a word of encouragement, to provide respite so they can get away for an hour or more, to bring a meal over to pray with and for, to play a board game with them, to watch a movie with them, you are doing as Jesus said, "Whatever you did for the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you did for me." The husband of a friend of ours in Minnesota was struck with Parkinson's disease in the middle 2000s. He had been a farmer and a fixer. There wasn't anything he couldn't do. Shortly after we left the church, I learned of his diagnosis. Since then, he has slowly sunk into the debilitation which Parkinson's brings, both mind and body. Physically, he's not the same man. But what has struck me the most is that all through their journey, in their darkest moments, they have remained faithful to God, committed to serving him to the best of their abilities. She shared this one day. "Not a good day for this hunk of mine," that's how she refers to him, yesterday. "First, he is pushing a cart in a store and it starts to take off with him. So I need to throw myself in front of it. Then we struggle getting into the car. In the middle of the night, I hear, 'Where are you?' I ask him if he's talking in his sleep, to which he says, 'No,' that he can't feel me," which blesses my heart. I press harder into him. Soon after, his body starts to jump and jerk, keeping me awake. In the midst, and now I'm adding this six years later, as his physical strength declines, his heart, his kind heart, increases. I hate Parkinson's, but I so deeply love the kind and loving man within. It's just that sometimes I feel like he is fading. And that's the reality that so many with neurological diseases face. The evil days that Solomon describes in Ecclesiastes 12 become a reality. The years draw near of which you will say, 'I have no pleasure in them,' become a reality. If that speaks to your situation, don't face it alone. Reach out to trusted friends, your pastor or priest or rabbi. There are caregiver support groups available in ShellPoint. You don't have to do this on your own. Help is available. My friends in Minnesota have a very supportive family, circle of friends, and church. Do you? If not, reach out. Help is there for you to assist you as you navigate these difficult waters.